Hour News. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens, local, regional, and global. Only on Q95, the big station. Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
Good afternoon. This is the Midday News for today, Tuesday, January 28th, 2020. I am your presenter, Whitney Milina. In the headlines, Pastor Randy Rodney expresses a sympathy on the death of a 41-year-old NBA legend Kobe Bryant, who passed away in a helicopter accident on Sunday, among nine others, including his 13-year-old daughter Gianna. Bahamas Tourism and Aviation Minister Dionisio de Angular signed an air transport agreement with the U.S. government, being the first bilateral air transport agreement negotiated by the two countries. And the UK government has decided to allow Huawei to continue to be in its 5G network with restrictions, as it will be banned from supplying equipment to sensitive parts of the network, known as the core. The news is brought to you, compliments Quartz, Dominic Limited, Fast Cash, and MaxSmart. The details of these and more stories coming up.
Free loans for your every need. Courts have you covered, best believe. Courts ready cash is for everyone. Not to worry, fast approval. Hurry up and come, come, come. We got it all, we on the go. Courts ready cash, you already know. We got it all, we on the go, go, go. Courts ready cash, always ready when you're ready, let's go.
Courts ready cash. Ready when you are.
You work hard, but still your money flies away fast. Whether you're juggling a family, juggling a business, or juggling your finances, Fast Cash is here for you. We offer personalized repayment terms, loan top-ups, consumer loans, and debt consolidation. We can approve loans in as little as 2 hours with no security needed. You can even apply online, because we know you have life going on. We're Fast Cash, and we're smarter, faster, better together. Terms and conditions apply.
It's at your home, in the bars, in the streets, every fete. What am I talking about?
Boom! Cavalier jumping up, your cavalier waving up, you're everywhere jumping up, your cavalier jumping up, your cavalier waving up, your cavalier jumping up, you're everywhere waving up. Boom! Whenever I'm drinking rum, it's only one type of rum. I'm drinking the cavalier. Caddy's from it, run the town, in the sheet or in the fed. Drink it and you won't regret. I'm drinking the dark rum, the light rum. Everybody! From night till morning, Cavalier make me head bad. Oh gosh, me head bad. I write the dark rum calling, and I drinking cause me head bad. Cavalier, we head bad.
Cavalier rum, locally distributed by MaxSmart.
Cavalier rum, boom.
Party responsibly.
Welcome back. First on the national scene, Pastor Randy Rodney expresses a sympathy on the death of a 41-year-old NBA legend Kobe Bryant, who passed away in a helicopter accident on Sunday, among nine others, including his 13-year-old daughter Gianna. Rodney stated that the accident says to him, life is like a vapor, irrespective of power, money, or respect attained.
His prowess, his fame, his money, none of that intervened in that tragic accident. And it said something to me that I just want to share with all of you. It said to me that it does not matter how much power you rise to have, how much money you may have. It really doesn't matter how much respect you have. Guess what? Your life is like a vapor.
Rodney says his attention was caught by Brian's social interactions and the impact he had on the lives of people.
I know that usually when somebody dies, they are the best person out. I know that usually. But what caught me really is the comments about his interaction with society and the people's lives that he impacted. I don't know about his relationship with Christ, and I can't talk about that. Just like I can't talk about yours. But I want you to understand, ladies and gentlemen, that it doesn't matter how much you fight for and hold power. Financial prowess, academic achievement. Doesn't matter how much makeup you use and, you know, what brand of clothes you wear. Guess what? We all are in the same place. And the only thing really and truly that's going to be important for all of us is how much we impacted people's lives.
He requested that individuals give a thought to their own lives.
Because it's really not about, you know, what I heard in the Calypso, the one that all of you play, drink rum, Halle, Filet, and Sel Balau. It's about how you impact lives. And I'm going to ask every one of you today to consider yourself, to consider where you are in terms of your impact on life or on lives in your community, in your family, in your nation. Maybe just that one person who needs a little something from you, who will remember that you did something good for them.
Host of the Kingdom Connections program, Pastor Randy Rodney. Also, the Orlando Palmer Prose Prize 2019 for the Best Selected Prose has been awarded to the country's very own Miss Michelle Alicia Bell, a Newtown-born Dominican native, for her submission of Rude Awakening, published in Interviewing the Caribbean Literary Magazine Spring Edition 2019 in Volume 4, Issue Number 2. The spring issue of the magazine was centered around the theme Caribbean Femininity and Masculinity. Gender justice. Her story is based on a young boy who has had to move from his home in a rural village in Dominica to town, and his vicarious experience with domestic violence in the home. It also touches on the way domestic violence is received by the larger society and its effect. Miss Bell's love for reading, which she did avidly from a young age, spiraled into an equal love for writing. Her work mainly focuses on themes such as Caribbean living, African roots, and issues unique to the Black community. She has also won Dominica's Independence Short Story Competition in 2014 and 2015, and placed third in 2013, 2017, and 2019, respectively. Michelle currently studies psychology in China. Meantime, reigning Miss Dominica, Marisol John, says she is very impressed by the Miss Dominica contestants and expressed her satisfaction at the progress they have made thus far. Miss John stated that she has kept conversations with the contestants from the moment they were introduced and tries to share words of encouragement with them weekly. Her advice to all seven Miss Dominica contestants is to sparkle, leaving a trail of glitter which mesmerizes.
Shining is overrated, and that they should focus more on sparkling and leave a trail of glitter that mesmerizes. That is something I came up with to motivate myself, because we always encourage people to shine and to continue doing well. But what we fail to realize is that shining is an on-the-spot moment sort of thing. When you sparkle and you leave your glitter behind, it basically is a synonym or a simile for leaving your trail mark on the world. And I believe that's what the Miss Dominica pageant is. It's an avenue for young ladies to make changes in their community, in their world, and in their country. Mm-hmm. So I encourage them to continue to do that, continue to leave their mark on this world, using this pageant and thereafter to continue to be phenomenal women that they all are.
Miss John, who heads the Royal Youth Group, says her decision to contest the 2020 Miss Miss Dominica pageant was one of the best decisions she has made in her life.
Last year at this time, it wasn't an easy period of my life. Just like many of the young ladies, I can tell they are probably under a little pressure, but it's part of the journey. It was a lot of pressure for me, having to balance work, having to balance home, as well as my extracurricular activities. So I gained from it, I gained time management, and I've developed. So all of this goes to say that the journey was long, it was hard, but it was worth it.
Reigning Miss Dominica, Marisol John. Meantime, Miss Dominica 2020 contestant Shannon Conair Centelier of Soufrière, sponsored by Jungle Bay Resort and Spa, explains to the public the reason for choosing her platform, marine conservation, with concentration on the eradication of single-use plastics. Centelier, a guest of the In the Spotlight program hosted by Fredina Frampton, believes there are still ways to educate and there is still room for change in that aspect.
In the beginning, I really wanted to just speak about climate change in general, but I realized it was very broad. There's a lot to cover, you know. And I thought it would be best to narrow it down to something that is relative to Dominica. And seeing that we're so dependent on our sea, on the marine environment, for our lifestyles, for our economy, for tourism, it was the best thing to do. And even if we are working towards climate resiliency and the eradication of single-use plastics, I still think there still needs to be more education about it, and there is room for people to change in that area.
Centelia revealed that win or lose, she plans to start her own NGO after the pageant.
Even after the pageant, I would hope to start my own program, my own NGO, and encourage young girls to take up activities such as scuba diving. I think it's important for people to be in that setting that they're learning about. You know, it's one thing to be in a classroom and hear certain things, but it's another thing to actually be there hands-on and see the activities, what's changing. So that's one initiative I would like to do after, win or lose.
Despite having no pageant experiences, Shannon says she is happy about contesting. However, her personal principles and belief contradicts her participation.
I'm very much passionate about encouraging young girls to be who they are and not what other people want them to be or look like. And I still feel like our pageantry can evolve.
Mm-hmm.
Like how the international pageants have evolved. It's not so much about what you look like. And as you said a minute ago, there's a lot of focus on intelligence. And it's not that we don't highlight that. I just think we can perhaps focus more on the individual, the person inside and not the person outside, because perfection does not exist.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely not. And we see this in our environments.
Miss Dominica contestant, Shannon Conner Centelier. In more news, the Leo Club of Dominica is gearing up to host its annual fundraising event, the Junior Calypso Monarch Competition. This year, there are a total of 7 competitors, including Nalia George, whose stage name is Nali G, from St. Martin Primary, age 7, in grade 6. Her song, Children Nowadays, by Gemma Fountain and Naya George. Also, Turadaru, The Essence, from the Wesley High School, age 16, from 4th form. Song Bring Back JSP by Ian Jackson. JDN John Baptist, DJed, Dominica Grammar School, age 16, from 3rd form. Song Lost Boys by Pat Aaron. Also Adrian Piper, The Magician, from the St. Mary's Academy, aged 12, in 2nd form. It's Over by Ian Jacks. And Delight Cizian Peter, stage name Cizlight, from St. John's Academy, age 15, from 4th form. Song My Pledge by Fitzroy Hadline Hilton. The date of the show is February 7th, 2020. The venue is the Windsor Park Stadium Forecourt, and it starts at 5:30 p.m. Amanda Barry of the Leo Club of Dominica explained what can be expected at this year's event, saying this year is expected to be one of epic proportions. Miss Barry is asking everyone to come out and support the young people in this fundraising venture, as these 7 competitors showcase their talents.
The Leo Club of Dominica is hosting one of our biggest fundraising activity, and that is the Junior Calypso Monarch Competition. This year's competition will be held at the Stadium Forecourt on February 7th from 5:30 p.m. There are 7 competitors in this year's competition from various schools: Convent High School, St. John's Academy, St. Mary's Academy, Dominica Grammar School, and Wesley High School. The Junior Calypso Monarch has been hosted by the Leo Club of Dominica for several years. This year, the official backup band for this year's competition is the Signal Band. We also have various guest performers such as Rio, Trilogy, Patchwork Dancers. This year we're trying to put on an exceptional event, and as you know, it's a fundraising activity for the young persons. The funds that are raised goes back directly to the community through community projects. So again, we are asking everyone to come out and to support this year's Junior Calypso Monarch Competition.
Ms. Barry says a sponsorship is always welcome to ensure an all-round successful show, and mentioned a few of the sponsors that are already on board.
Also, in order to put on a great show, we are asking for sponsorship from various businesses. Thus far, our sponsors are Simon, who are always on board with us, as well as Josephine Gabriel and Company Limited. We have Digicel, the Bigger Better Network, on board with us. And we have Media House, who does videography, photography, and our flyers. So these are our sponsors for this year's event. Thus far, we are seeking more sponsorship in order to have an exceptional event. So we are asking all sponsors to come on board with us so that we can put on a great show.
Amanda Barry of the Leo Club of Dominica. Meantime, here is a sample of what can be expected from these young men.
Mama, mama, when you fall, I fall too. When you hurt, I hurt with you. Never do what they do. I pledge to stand with you. I pledge to stand for you.
Election's over. Let us not be bitter and use the potential from within to help this country win, and we'll cross over.
Last on the local scene, Mon Prosper has won the Ronald Charles T20 cricket finals. Mon Prosper batted first and scored 161 for 8 in 20 overs. Top scorers are Wayne Charles 52, Desmond Joseph 25, and Eli Popo 18 bowling for Trafalgar. Shaden St. Rose 23 runs for 2 wickets in 4 overs. Earl Morancy, 23 runs for 2 wickets in 2 overs. Trafalgar could only score 79 out of all 19 overs. Top scorers, Ronald Charles, 15, Richardson Charles, 13, Roy Charles, 10. Bowling for Mon Prosper, Desmond Joseph, 11 runs for 4 wickets in 3.4 overs. Walker Jean, 23 runs for 3 wickets in 4 overs. Michael Dijon, 16 runs for 2 wickets in 4 overs. Player of the match, Wayne Charles. Catch of the match, Eli Popo. Fitz, 26 runs for 1 wicket in 2 overs. Roy Charles, 18 runs for 1 wicket in 4 overs. Senator Ronald Charles says it was an excellent match and looks forward to this continuing in the soon future.
It was wonderful, first of all, wonderful weather. I want to praise God for that. And the finals, we had the finals between Trafalgar and Mon Prosper. Mon Prosper winning the game on that day. Again, I want to take this opportunity to thank all those who made it possible, all those who made a contribution in one way or the other, financial and or in kind. We really appreciated all the contribution that we've received. And also congratulations to the team of Mon Prosper, especially young Eli Popo and his team. I think it was a really, really wonderful game, and we basically looking forward to the 2020 softball, T20 softball league, which we hope to start later this year. Again, congratulations to the Trafalgar team. Trafalgar team being a more veteran team. However, the younger Mon Prosper team took the better part of it. So it was a wonderful game, you know, a reasonable turnout. And again, congratulations to everybody.
Senator Ronald Charles. In other news, the Bahamas Assistant Secretary Manisha Sai and Bahamian Tourism and Aviation Minister Dioniso D'Angelo signed the Air Transport Agreement between the U.S. government and the government of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. It's the first bilateral air transport agreement negotiated by the two countries. The agreement establishes a modern civil aviation relationship with the Bahamas consistent with U.S. Open Skies International Aviation Policy. It includes unrestricted capacity and frequency of services, open route rights, a liberal charter regime, and open code sharing opportunities. The agreement entered into force upon a signature. And the UK government has decided to allow Huawei to continue to be in its 5G networks, but with restrictions. The Chinese company will be banned from supplying equipment to sensitive parts of the network known as the core. In addition, it will only be allowed to account for 35% of the kit in a network's periphery, which includes a radio mast. And it will be excluded from areas near military bases and nuclear sites. Huawei is reassured by the UK government's confirmation that we can continue working with our customers to keep the 5G rollout on track, the firm's UK chief Victor Zhang said in a statement. It gives the UK access to world-leading technology and ensures a competitive market. The Prime Minister had faced pressure from the US and some conservative MPs to block the Chinese tech giant on the grounds of national security. But Beijing had warned the UK there could be substantial repercussions to other trade and investment plans had the company been banned outright. The decision has been described as the biggest test of Mr. John's post-Brexit strategy to date. And that's the midday news. Here's a recap of our headlines. Pastor Randy Rodney expresses sympathy on the death of a 41-year-old NBA legend Kobe Bryant, who passed away in a helicopter accident on Sunday, among nine others, including his 13-year-old daughter Deanna. Bahamian Tourism and Aviation Minister Dioniso D'Angelo signed an air transport agreement with the U.S. government, being the first bilateral air transport agreement negotiated by the two countries. And the UK government has decided to allow Huawei to continue to be in its 5G networks with restrictions, as it will be banned from supplying equipment to sensitive parts of the network known as the core. The news was brought to you for the very kind compliments of Courts Dominic Limited, Fast Cash and Maxmat. I am Whitney Milina.
Top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens, local, regional, and global. Only on Q95, the big station. Q95DA.com. Right on Q.